We are learning Maseches Menachos Daf Kuf Beis Amud Aleph, and we are starting 10 lines from the top of Daf Kuf Beis, Omar Rav Ashi. So we had a sugya here that we have one thing that's Mafurish Rav Shimon, that he says that a Para Aduma, after it's geshachten, for a Para Aduma, it's considered a oichel, and therefore it's mekabel tumas oichlin. It's a Para Aduma, it's asav anah. What's going on? The answer is, because if you find a better Para Aduma, even after it's geshachten, I can be paided. And Rav Shimon holds, anything that's possible to redeem, it's like it's redeemed, and therefore has a din of oichel. But the Gemara asks, that seems like from the Brisa, that you don't say kol oimed, you don't say, you have to actually do it. What's the raya? Because it says, by the case of lon, or the case, lon means it went overnight, or the case of pigel, it says that if it happened before Zrika, it's not oichel. After Zrika already became Mutta Dekhanim, it's called Oichel, has a Shasa Kosher. But before Zrika has no Shasa Kosher. And then when I ask, what do you mean, right before Zrika has a Shasa Kosher? It's called Emel Lizra Kazarok Dami. So the first thing Mara's Tarets is that we're not talking about Pigle by Zrika, we're not talking about Pigle by Shchita already before Zrika, that happened already before, it never had a chance to do Zrika. Or by Lon, it was at the end of the day, it never had a chance to do Zrika. That's Mara's Tarets. Rav Ashi is going to come with a new Tarets to that Kasha. It's very important to remember that question, and Rav Ashi is different to that question, and then we're going to deal with Rav Ashi. Rav Ashi is going to be mechalek between kol ha'oimed liftois and kol ha'oimed lizroik. Amar Rav Ashi, I'm risol shmatzei kemei de Rav Nachman, I feel tamer lon mamish, even if you're going to say that the brisa means lon mamish, does it means that there was enough time to do zrika, but in do zrika, the locha is no shasa kosher, even I could have done zrika. But I feel tamer the pigle of zrika, the pigle of zrika means right before zrika, I could have done zrika, and still was saying it's not called oichel because you were pigle of zrika. What's the chilek? We said by para aduma it's called oichel. The Gemara answers, the boy parik amrinon. You say, you call him a liftois, you say. You boy have a zorik lo amrinon. Call him a lizroik, you don't say. What's the difference? So Rashi explains that pidyon is just bedibur. It's you say, you take something else, say, I want to be redeemed from here to here. It's not such a big maisa. Mashekin Zrika is a maisa. Or by Zrika or that type of thing is a maisa. So by a maisa, we don't say something's a oichel until you actually do the maisa. By a dibur, which is easy to do, you're closer to the being oichel, it's called oichel already, just by the potential. Mashekin by Zrika, potential doesn't help. You have to actually do the Zrika. That's the chilek. Kala oimed, lift as you say. Kala oimed, lizrik, you don't say. Dibay paruk, I'm reading. Dibay is avazark, loy, I'm reading. We don't say that. Maisvei, I'm asking you a kasha on this side. We have this side. There's a chiluk between pidyon and zrika. And you only say kol oimed lifta, you only say kol oimed lizrik. Maisvei, klal omer Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says a rule, a klal, a mesekhtes me'ila. He says like this: kol shehoish lo shas hetel kahanim. Anything that went through as man, that's mutter to kahanim, ain't moyel abayis. No me'ila anymore. That means like this: you take a bring a carbon to the Beis Mikdash, there's me'ila on it. We'll take kachi kachim for example. You bring a chatos to the Beis Mikdash, there's me'ila. Someone who uses that behema is even me'ila. Once it becomes mutter to kahanim, which means after you do the zrika, now kahanim can eat it, there's no me'ila anymore. Now it's a different, it's a zara, so a zara can't eat it, but there's no me'ila anymore. So, and kol shehoish lo shas hetel, and even though now it becomes possible and the kohen can't eat it anymore, but still, me'ila is gone. Kol shehoish lo shas hetel kahanim, ain't me'ila but. Because lo shehoish lo shas hetel kahanim, if it never reached zrika, or a heter, we'll have to see what that is, me'ila but, there's me'ila. And the mister goes back to there, ve'ezuhu shas hetel kahanim. What's the example of Hetel Kahanim? Shalana, there was Lon, Veshenitmas became Tomei, Veshiyotso went out of Beis Mikdash. So that was Mutal Kahanim already.
This is after Zrika.
Oh, right, that's what we're assuming. We're assuming it's after Zrika. We're not sure. That's what we're going to deal with now. That these psulim happened. So then it's Mutal Kahanim. Ezu Shloyes, Shaz Hetel Kahanim, Shenishcha, Chutzman, 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 Chutzman. Obviously, never, that Chutzman, Chutzman is Pigle. It never reached any Hetel Kahanim. Veshekibu Psulim, Zarku, Esdama, Psulim, Kabul, Adam. And spritz the dam. In these cases, it never reached even a potential chance to be mutter kahanim. So k'toni miyis in reisha. So now that's the main thing. Now what are we talking about here? K'toni miyis reisha, shalona, v'shenitma, v'shiyotza. My love. Usually we say lon. It means even lon the dam. Doesn't only mean the basta. My love, lona mamish. It maybe means even that you had the dam all ready to go and you left it overnight. That's an example of het lekanim. Says no me'ila. So you see, potential helps, even by Omer Lizroy, because it must be going according to Rav Shimon, this klal, because it says lana. Lana usually means, didn't specify, lana usually means lana, even the dam. And for the Gemara, no, you're making a mistake. Loi, ru'uya lotzeis, ve'ru'uya letame, ve'ru'uya lolon. This guy had two pshatim in Rashi. I'll first say the second pshat Rashi. They're very similar. But here it doesn't mean that. It means avada, it's after, it means even after Zrika. It means ru'uya lotzeis, ve'ru'uya letame, ru'uya lolon. It didn't happen yet. It's saying when it reaches a time when it's royu to be psul yoytze, royu to be psul tome, and royu psul lon, that is when it's called hetel kahanim. Avalina mamish mai. We'll get to that in a second. Let's speak this out. So Rashi in his first pshat learns like this, that it's by a time when it's royu to have this psul only. That means like this: if something is a yoytze or a tome before zrika, so then it's more than just tame and yaitze. It'll also be you don't have a zrika. It'll be more than one psul. There comes a time when the only psul that can happen is these type of psulim. That means something before zrika, if it becomes psul, at the end of the day, the reason why the carbon's not kosher is more than just a yaitze. It's not kosher now because I never did zrika on it. But after zrika, the only thing it could be is these psulim. So what the Mishnah means to say is, when is called het lakanim? When it's in a matziv that it's ra'uya for these three things. Ra'uya for these three things. If you look at Tosfos, which speaks it out, Tosfos the Maskal Law, you ask him Rashi's first pshat, and he says, V'nir lefarish, it's right before the wide law. V'nir lefarish, ra'uya lalim, 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 then the aim by Elim. So the hashtu aimer lizarik azarik dami. So he's saying that it never had any potential time. So you could teach even if you want that it's kol aimer lizarik azarik dami. But here he's saying it didn't have any. It was after it was already a zrika. Rashi's first shot is after it's already a zrika, and now it's only come psul yoytze or psul tame or psul lina. Cannot get into the rest to pshatim. Just we'll go like that pshat, simple like this. So when after zrika, the Gemara really tarot says hachamai skin and after zrika, which is bringing a raya that it's after zrika because it picks these psulim, which is only these psulim. Stick with that pshat, simple pshat. Oh, so the Gemara, it's mashma avalina mamish. Let's say taka there was lina on the dam before I had a chance to do zrika. My hachinami the ma'elim the ismila. So the problem is like this: the lesson of the Mishnah is that it had like a past tense. It had a hetlakanim. It's really not a past tense. We're saying it had to have lemaisa, but poil a heter. What are we coming out over here? Someone after zrika. So is that called kol shahoyis lashas hetlakanim? Kol shiyesh by shas hetlakanim. It has a hetlakanim. Hoyslo shas hetlakanim means sounds like a potential or like a head in past tense. So the lashon of kosha hoya lo yishas heta a head. It should have said yeshlo because we're coming out that it only loses the meila once it actually reaches a time when it is mutar lakanim after zrika, when it is mutar lakanim. That's what it sounds like from the lashon of the Mishnah. That's what it sounds like from the Teretz. The answer of the Gemara is after zrika. So this is called hoyoloi or yeshloi. It's called yeshloi. Because yeshloi shas had the kadam, ein mayla, because ein lezer, mayla by mayla. So the Gemara is answering that it can't. It sounds like from the Brisa, from the Mishnah rather, that it had one at one time. It had it like a mikara. At one point, it was like maybe in mutter. That's what it sounds like. Not that it has lemaisa. So it sounds like we're talking about Omer Lizrak. From those words, it sounds like we're talking about Omer Lizrak. That there was one point when it could have been mutter. Could have been mutter. Like that type of thing. That's the right word. Like Mizmasa could have been mutter. But lemaisa is not mutter. So it has to be, it means Omer Lizrak. So Mizmasa, you're right. Avada for me'ila kolo Omer Lizrak works. But for Tumas Oichlim, it does not work. Hello, Maravashi. And the next Gemara, we're going to read something different soon, and it'll be the Gears of the Bach. Elo Amar of Ashi, Me'ila Tuma Karamis. You ask me a kasha of a Me'ila and Tuma? Remember, we start off with a kasha, and the Gabbat Tumas Eichlin, what's Pshat before it says that by Zrika, if it was Lon, we said that by Zrika, it's not Metam Tumas Eichlin, or by Pigal, sometimes when we asked, maybe potentially you, right before Zrika to be called a Oichel already, because it potentially could have Zrika. Kolam Zrika Zargatam. We say it by Pidyon, that was the Kasha. So we answer no, that the you don't say with a Maisa. Here you see with a Maisa, you do say Kolam Oimid Lizrika Zargatam. We say by Me'ila, potentially be able to Zrika, takes it from Me'ila. So Mar says no, Me'ila Tomaka Ramas Nachra, Me'ila Mashum Kadusha Vlav Kadushu, the boss of the Pakala Kadusha say, once it's Oimid Lizrika, the Kadusha falls off, but my heart Rachvale, so why would it get back? The kedusha is off. Kol ha'im elizrak. Tuma mishum ochla v'lav ochli. Tuma is mishum oichel and not oichel. That's what it is. It's oichel mishum ochla v'lav mishum ochli. So kol heicha d'loy mashvi le ochla. Anytime it doesn't become oichel mamish, einoy metama tuma soichlim. And if you didn't follow along to me because I'm reading the dears of the Bach. Kol heicha d'loy mashvi le ochla einoy metama tuma soichlim. And that takes us to the words meisvei, which means like this, Rashi explains. That when it comes to food, food is practically, if it's food or not. Don't tell me any potential things. Food has to be food. And it's only food if I can actually eat it. And therefore, that's totally in Zrika Mamish. Masha'enkein Me'ila is totally in Kedusha, not Kedusha. Kolayim Elizrik helps to Kedusha, doesn't help to make something a Oichel. If you look at Rashi, 5 lines from the bottom, Kolayimar, Ki hava ochla mekabel tuma. Chol kama d'loy hava ochla. Afa gav the chazi l'mehevi ochla. Let mekabel tuma. The chazi is not enough. Potential is not enough. It has to actually be oichel. I can ask you a parah aduma. We said there work. Kolim liftos. The answer is you still have to say Rav Ashi's mahalach. That when it comes to non-maisa, then even by oichel you'd say it. When it comes to a maisa, there's a chilek between me'ila and tuma. That me'ila, it works the potential to do zrika. Mashiach ba'oichel, potential doesn't work. It has to be mamash oichel. That is the Gemara's teretz. So the kasha was from Me'ila teretz. Oichel is different. Oichel does not help potential. And those we just asked the kasha that by para aduma works. Teretz is there. It's pidyon. Pidyon is definitely better, easier. And there, potential works to make it oichel. Meisvei answer another kasha on this yisoid. Meisvei another kasha on kol ha'imel lizrei kizarik dami on the sugya. Meisvei. And maybe Ashim Tali. You know, why do you bring Ashim Tali? Person is not sure if he was over a chiev chatos, which is something that's chayev karas. You do b'shar, you bring a chatos. So let's say a classic example is chaylev. So it's a piece of chaylev. It looks like a piece of meat. And he has a piece of chaylev and a piece of meat. And he's not sure which one he ate. Now he has to bring Ashim Tali until he finds out which one he did. He can't bring a chatos yet. He's not sure. So he brings the Ashim Tali. So the person, chaps, he's made a mistake here. He's not sure what he ate. So he's mafresh a Ashim Tali, sets aside a behemoth, this is my Ashim Tali. V'noidash lo ichata. And he finds out, you know what? It was not chelev. He ate the regular meat, gevaldik. Oh, but he already was mafresh Ashim Tali. What you do with it? Imach lo nishchat, if it's a forced shechita, noid lo, yotzov yirav eid, the Rameh. Ray holds, this behemoth is chulin. It's a mistake. I was makshit le Ashim Tali because I thought I needed to bring one. Lemaise, I don't have to bring one. Therefore, it's chulin mamish. Div remeya. Yotzah v'yira be'eder. It goes out and pastures in the fields. It's mamish chulin. Div remeya. Chama say, no. Yira atchi yistav. On top of my base, kufayz my base. Yira atchi yistav. It goes and it grazes until it gets a mum. V'yamacha v'yipo dom l'dava. And the money that you paid it with, you redeem this behemoth, the money will go in the dava. I go to the Dava in the base of Ikdash. Now the question is, what's the problem, Rabbi Bonner? L'chayra, Rameh is tiny good. L'chayra, it's a mistake, the whole thing. So in the Gemara in Krisis, it says that since he's so nervous about his chait, he wants to be makdashid in either case. So it's not going to be hospital, it'll be an oila. I don't care. I want to be makdashid either way. He wants to really be, to get a kapara, and therefore, the metayuch shalibay naikvay gomar makdash law, the Gemara says in Krisis. That's Shita of the Chum. Rabbi Eliezer, Imer, Rabbi Eliezer, Shita, all of a Shas is, that he holds misnadiv adam ashtal b'choyim. He can misnadiv ashtam tali. He can make an adav of ashtam tali because every person has so many chatam, he could misnadiv any time he wants. So, Rabbi Eliezer, yikra, you make it ashtam tali. Shem ain't a baal chait zeh, hurray baal chait achaz. Don't worry, it's different chait also. Okay, that's three shchitas if you find out before shchita. After it's geshachten, mitzvanishchat, after you shechta ashtam tali, oh, he finds out, he may do avera. No, the law. So Adam Yishafich Rabbi Yisarav. The Adam Yishav is going for the first 2 months of Yomer. Because Rabbi Leizer could continue about it. But according to Rameh and the Rabbanon, if no, the law, then Adam Yishafich. He spilled the dam. But Rabbi Yisarav, and you burn the basar. Why? Because it's a mistake. The whole thing. Nizrak Adam. If the Shasvika's dam was a regular Asam Tali, then you found that afterwards he didn't do Avera. Then Rabbi Yisarav. Why not? Because Maisa B'Shas the Zrika was a kosher carbon. Now you keep the basar Gavaldi. Because the carbon's really over after this week. But Rabbi Yosef Omer, afilo adam bekois, even before you do zrika, adam is sitting in the kois, then you can continue. Yizarek v'abas yoichel. V'amar Rabbi, what's pshat in Rabbi Yosef? Rabbi Yosef, she does Rabbi Shimon Amar. Domah kolo oimed lizrek kazarek domi. Anything that's oimed lizrek kazarek domi. So it's sitting in the kites. It's already like mutar lekanim ready. So it's kazarek domi. So what do you see? You see from here that you can make it into oichel even with the power of potential. We just finished saying that legabe meila you could do it. Legabe oichel, no, you can't do that. It's not oichel. But here we're saying you're allowed to eat it. Why? Because oimed lizrek kazarek domi. So mix it into good carbon. So you see, it has the power of a shvui ochlo. That's the Gemara's raya. It's a little bit problematic, because it's not mamash exact dimyon. Before we're talking about tumas oichlin, which there you can see, you can say it's very practical balbatish thing, that is the food of oichlo not. So you say you can't do that with potential. But here, it's not really the making a food, it's really making it into a carbon. So here you can say better. So they ask on Rashi already, but there's no choice. This is our sugya. You know, this is the sugya. There's no other way to attach to Gemara. But Rashi already, like Rashi himself is like, you know, working very hard to say pshat. Rashi, look at Rashi Kazarik Dom. He says, the Kashalar of Ashi Rav Nachman, the Hocha Afikavli Zarik, Shorila Misri, that I make Zrika will mechlin eat it. The Uchla Hetera Choshevle, Mishnira Lazrika. It's called Uchla of Heter, once it's Nira Lazrika. Alma, Le'inya Shinu Uchla, or Shavi Uchla, Amrina by Zarik. The Rashi is saying that, Doshtate. That's Mars Kasha. So you see the kasha now, they could make an oichel with just with potential alone and fit the Gemara. No, it's not pshat Rabbi Yosi. That Rabbi Yosi says that if it's sitting in the kois, you're ready, mutter to eat, and mutter to do zrika and eat it. It's mutter not to eat it, mutter to do zrika and eat it. So that, we thought pshat was called Emel Israel, it's not pshat. Media time, is that the reason? No, I'm Rabbi Yosi, Rabbi Chanina, high in the time of Rabbi Yosi, the kesova, klisharis mekachem esapsulam lichatila liikarev. He has a different sheet that he holds that once the dam lands up in the kois of Zrika, it's mekadesh es apsulim that are not pasul lagamri, only like this, that you can makrib it. This is an example, it's not pasul lagamri, not real psul, just you lost the siba to bring it. He holds the kli sharis gives you a chance to be makrib it. That's the reason. Only do it with kolayim elizrei. It gives you the koyach to do this. Zot gemaravait, the only of Ashi the Rav Kahana, but the Omer Rebbe Shimon, kolayim elizrei kazarok dami. And he also, let's say we're going now according to Rav Yosi, the first pshat, Rava's pshat Rav Yosi. What's Rava's pshat Rav Yosi? That the reason why you're allowed to bring this Asham Tali, even when it's only in the kais, that you didn't do Zrika yet, is because Kol Emet Lizuk Zarek Dami. Zok Rav Ashi Rav Kanam, with Om Rav Shimon Kol Emet Lizuk Zarek Dami, and it could be Mashvuya Ochlo, you should say it all the way also. Kol Emet Lizuk Zarek Dami, you should say it all the way also. It can make something not a Oichel. With the power of Oymer Lisroif. Anything that's Oymer to be burnt is also Sar of Dami. So the Gemara's Kash is, Noisar Upara, Amayim Etam to Mesoichlin, Afra Balmaninu. Noisar, we said before, since it had a Shasa Kaisher, so therefore it's Metam to Mesoichlin. We also said Para Aduma, since it could be Paidit, it's called Metam to Mesoichlin. Lachar, it's like it's burnt. It's burnt. Burnt food can't be Metam to Mesoichlin. It's burnt. It's not burnt. Call Oymer Lisroif Sar of Dami. You say it the other way, why should you say it this way? If you say it enough to make it a Doichel, let it make it Oysoichel.
So,
huh? And a piggle. By piggle? Piggle anyway is not metamet tumas. Only by mincha. Only by mincha we had the kudir hashas kosher. I can't guess the cash by mincha technically also. I'm not sure mincha is a chiv to burn, but it's the only thing is a chiv to burn. Chiv to bury it, not. I'm not sure if piggle is a chiv to burn. I don't think so. Noisa is a chiv to burn, and para is a chiv to burn. So the cash is so afra b'amu amalei be'etzem you're right. But chibas hakodesh machshirasam. There's a power called chibas hakodesh. Something that's usually needs hechsher, for example. If you don't, if you don't have water on it, it can't be kabel tuma. Kachem is different. Even without water, it becomes able to be kabel tuma. Why? Because chibas hakodesh machshirasam. The chashivas and the love of kodesh gives it hechsher. So here also, even though you're right, it's only to be burnt, but the chibas hakodesh gives it kayach to make it into oichel. Amale Ravina Ravashi, Nihi, the Mahayu Chibat Karish Lefsule the Gufe, Likrua, Tame, Nam, Limit, Rish, Mashani. That means like this. It sounded like from the halachas of Noiser and by Paraduma that it was regular Matam and Tumas Eichlin, which sounds like as full fledged Tumah, makes a Rish and a Shani. So, yes, Chibat Kaidish is not real. What it does is it makes the thing itself be able to Kabbat Tumah. But that should be able to give off tumah to a rishon and a sheni, mamash midaraisa, it does that. Tifshet the bayir shlokish. Shlokish clarifies like this: by mincha, even though there's no water on the flour, it'll be makabel tumah because even though it didn't have hechsher because of chibas hakodesh. But it declares if there's a certain part of mincha that didn't have water on it and you're only using chibas hakodesh. Tzrid shel menachos, it means the dry part of menachos, moinim by rishon v'sheini, could it make a rishon and a sheini, or ain't moinim by rishon v'sheini, or it does not make a rishon v'sheini. So you see it's a shayla, and here we're saying it's pasha shtoma. Zog demar, no. Kim b'lo shlokos da araisa, ki kamir da rabbanon, what do you want da rabbanon? And the whole shayla was midaraisa. Like Rashi says, chibas ha-kodesh is da araisa. And the question is, does that da araisa extend to the rishon and sheini, or only to the item itself? But we're saying over here, we're saying in these Mishnahs and Brises, Noisa and Parah is Temeya, and it's Matama even goes further, it means Rabbana. Now what's the difference between Tumah Rabbana and the Raisa? Rashi explains the difference is, if you're Soyref Kachem on it, if this thing that Chibas HaKadosh touches something, a Keli, and then the Keli touches a food, would that food be burnt or not? So if it's the Raisa, you'll burn it. If it's the Rabbana, it'll be Toilin, you put it away, you're not going to burn it. Can't burn kachim unless it's tumah deraisa. Not if tumah derabanan. So that's tomorrow's teretz that kikabayos shakas is deraisa, kikimina is derabanan. So the bottom line is what comes out in the last gemara is we had a shaila that every noisa and para should lose its shame oichel because it's oimel lisrev. And the answer is no. Chibas hakodesh gives it the kayach. And the gemara akasha, it sounds like it's regular tumah and chibas hakodesh maybe is only for the item itself, not for everything else. So tomorrow says you're right. If everything else is a shayla, if it's derais to Rabbanan, but the Rabbanan for sure is tamei, and therefore don't ask me any kashas. If otherwise, I call it tamei because it's tamei legamri, at least with the Rabbanan. But the derais is shayla or shlokish.
Yeah. So how we answering
this for the shayla? Chibas hakodesh. Chibas hakodesh means that the love of kodesh gives it a din tumah even in cases when it's not supposed to be tamei. For example, no hechsher. So you also, it's supposed to be burnt. You're right. That's enough to make it oichel when it comes to hedyet. But when it comes to kodesh, it's still makabel tumah.